Thank you. morning, everyone. Please be seated. So if you haven't noticed, things look a little different because today is our parish picnic Sunday, which is wonderful. We've decided to have the picnic outside. The radar looks clear, and so we're not going to get rained out. If you're too hot, we've got a cooling room in the Westminster room because it has air conditioning. The picnic will be held outside for games and for fellowship. So please, after the service, do stay for the parish picnic. Laura has an announcement, and on her way up, I'm also going to put out a huge thank you to the parish who responded ridiculously generously to my email about Solomon and his family. If you didn't see what happened, well, let me say this. When I first got to St. James, someone pulled me aside and said, St. James is a race car. It's a Formula One, and it's just been sitting for a little while. So when you take it out and drive it, be prepared. I didn't know what that meant until I put out this email about Solomon, a Nigerian family who's just come here, and I asked for a little bit of help. And I think we've gotten over $1,000 in gift cards for groceries and other things like that, which is wildly, wildly generous. So thank you for all who contributed. I know that we've made a huge impact on the life of that family, and I'm touched and blown away, and now I'm dreaming big. So wonderful. Laura.
So hi, good morning. I'm happy to introduce our summer outreach project today. We have contacted two schools, CC Carruthers and Aberdeen Public Schools, and asked them what they could use some support with purchasing. And so we are going to go on a school supplies outreach project this summer. The goal is to gather everything by the first week of September and bless it at Roundup Sunday. So check your email this week for the poster and the wish list, but I will read you the wish list right now. They need rectangle lunch boxes, the ones with zippers, Ziploc sandwich and snack bags, plastic spoons and forks, reusable water bottles, lots of whiteboard markers, glue sticks, Kleenex, scissors, paint, shorts and shirts up to size 8, 1 centimeter graph paper pads, basic calculators, earbuds and headphones, special art supplies like for sculpture, fun stuff like that, and sports equipment, lots of balls, birdies, volleyballs, Velcro base flags for capture the flag. Lots of fun stuff, and these are two schools that really could use some support. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me, Diane Feuster, or Allison Gamble. We'd be happy to help you. You can also donate money. Yeah, so check out your email this week for more details. Thanks so much.
It's quite funny. We started this as... Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to go teach Sunday school now. So if you are a little kid and want to come play with me, come join me.
I want to go join Sunday school. No, it's interesting. We started off this idea of supporting schools by looking at a blessing of the backpack sort of idea. And when we reached out to the schools about things that they needed, backpacks was not on it. But you heard the list of really important things that are critical for children's learning. And so I would just love it if this parish could once again rally around and support young people in their development and in their learning. Yeah, so that sounds great. I think it's about time that we worship God. So let's stand and... May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And we say together, Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear and preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. This is from chapter 6. As we work together with Christ, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped you. See, Now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity of knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors, yet are true, as unknown, yet are well known, as dying, and see, we are alive, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let my life be prayer. Oh, let my life. Be prayer. Surely you will see me through. Let my life be prayer. Oh, let my life be prayer. Oh, let my life be
walk on, oh, let my life be free. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. When I was growing up, do you know the number one career path that all the kids wanted? It was an actor, living the life of an actor, the good life. Do you know what it is these days? The number one goal for kids when you ask them what they'd like to be when they grow up? It's an influencer. That's what I've heard. You can check my sources after the sermon. But number one choice is an influencer. And there's a sort of culture that has developed around social media of trying to make it look like you've got everything and that there are no storms in your life whatsoever. In fact, there's a new business model out there for the entrepreneurial type to get a small studio and make it look like a private jet on the inside, and you can rent it out by the hour so people can go in and take photos of themselves on a private jet living the high life and then post that to their social media account and be like, hashtag blessed or whatever it is. There is something about the human condition that always looks around us and looks at people who have it easy and go, man, I wish I could have that. There's always the desire to have the easy life, live the golden path. But if there's one thing that I've learned being a priest, it's this, that every single person is in the midst of their own storm. Every single person sitting in this room right now is in the midst of their own storm. Whether you were just rear-ended in a car on Warrencliffe, looking for a new job, have some health concerns, whatever it is, I'm sure in your mind you're thinking, yeah, I'm in the middle of something. Jesus, why aren't you helping me with that? And I think that's the story we have in our gospel reading today. The disciples are traveling from one side of the Sea of Galilee to the other, and the winds come up, and Jesus is sleeping. Doesn't it feel like Jesus can be sleeping in our lives sometimes? We are all in the midst of our own storm. Whether they're great or small, we're all dealing with something. Last night, my mind was preoccupied with the fact that my office is a little bit messy, and I had a dream that Rebecca was really mad at me because my office was messy, and I woke up thinking, oh goodness, I need to do something about that. I don't want to have Rebecca angry at me, and I had a little bit of anxiety. I fell asleep and then woke up after having a dream of putting all of my freezies into a bread pan and not having enough room in the freezer to make a giant freezy. I was very distraught about this. Needless to say, I have weird dreams, and if anyone's a psychoanalyst, you probably know more about me than I know about myself at this point. But we are all in the midst of these struggles. And it's interesting that when we're in the midst of the storm, we have two responses as humans. The first is to be stoic. is to pretend it doesn't happen, to bury it deep down inside and take our photos pretending that we're on a private jet and say, life is great, everything is wonderful, don't you wish you were just like me? And the other response is going, ah, everything's falling apart, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, we must tell the president. And Jesus is somehow in the middle of both of those things, asleep. Doesn't seem very pastoral. It doesn't seem very responsive. If I was God, which oftentimes I think I am, but it never quite works out that way. If I was God, I would make it so that the easy path was the way that you knew you were on it. You wouldn't have troubles. You wouldn't have these storms if you were getting it right and following the path. That to me makes sense. But thank goodness I'm not God. Because what God does is God gives each and every one of us storms to weather so that somehow we can find the middle ground between everything's fine, I'm doing just great, I've got it all on my own, and holy crow, everything's falling apart, it's the end of the world. Because somewhere in the middle is giving it over to Jesus, is giving it over to something bigger than ourselves and saying, maybe you know best. Maybe the desires and the plans that I had for my own life aren't actually what's best for me. Maybe this catastrophic thing that's falling apart around me might be leading us in a new direction. Maybe, somewhere in the middle of all of it, Jesus is asleep, waiting for us to trust him. One of my favorite medieval Spanish monastics was St. John of the Cross. And if you've heard of the Dark Night of the Soul or any of those spiritual concepts, those come from John of the Cross. And one of his primary spiritual exercises of his life was to not ask God for anything. I know we say, ask God, talk to God with your concerns, but his thought was, God knows what's best for me. Let me just be receptive. Let me just try to open my heart and accept what God is doing in the world around me and doing in my life. And that's a holy life. It is not easy. It is not a straight path. It's not wide and well-trodden. But if we can recognize that God is with us in the midst of our storms, that Christ is present, we can trust in God to see us through in some way, in the way that is best for us. We can trust that God is at the heart of it all, leading us and guiding us, not in spite of the storms, but through them. Today we were concerned about whether the picnic would be too hot or too rainy, and yet somehow we'll still have a picnic. Fellowship will still happen. And I think that's true in so many aspects of our lives. Let us trust deeply that God has us under the shadow of God's wings. Let us know with certainty that comes from faith that we will not be abandoned and that no storm is too much for us to bear if we have Christ in the boat with us, especially if it seems like Christ isn't doing much. Let us have faith that God will see us through. Amen. So would the congregation please stand, and we'll affirm our faith together. And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I would invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Let us pray to God the Almighty, the King of creation. God said, "Let there be light." Eternal God, we thank you for your light and your truth. We praise you for your fatherly care in creating a universe which proclaims your glory. Inspire us to worship you, the creator of all. Let your light shine upon our world. God of life,
hear our prayer.
God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the heavens." We thank you for the vastness of the universe and the mysteries of space. We pray for all scientists and astronomers who extend the boundaries of our knowledge. As we contemplate the wonder of the heavens, confirm in us the truth that every human being is known and loved by you. God of life,
hear our prayer.
God said, "Let the waters be gathered together, and let dry land appear." We thank you for the beauty of the earth, for the diversity of land and sea, for the resources of the earth. Give us the will to cherish this planet and to use its riches for the good and welfare of all. God of life,
hear our prayer.
God said, "Let there be lights in the sky to separate the day and the night." We thank you for the warmth of the sun, the light of the moon, and the glory of the stars. We praise you for the formations of clouds, the radiance of dawn and sunset. Save us from wasting or abusing the energy on which all life depends. Open our eyes to behold your beauty, and our lips to praise your name. God of life,
hear our prayer.
God said, "Let the waters bring forth living creatures, and let birds fly across the sky." We thank you for the teeming life of the seas and the flight of the birds. Let us protect the environment so that all life may flourish. God of life,
hear our prayer.
God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind." We rejoice in the variety of animal life. Grant us grace to treat all animals with respect and care, to protect endangered species, to preserve the variety of habitats, and to honor the delicate balance of nature. God of life,
hear our prayer.
God said, "Let us create human beings in our own image." We pray for the human family. Today we pray especially for Anna, Eunice, Sylvia, Robert, Ashley, Gavin, Catherine, Trent, Ray, Dawn and Nancy, Peter, the Afzal family, Carrie, Ron, and Deb. We also remember Joan Martin and Diane McIntosh. May they rest in peace. We exalt in the diversity and giftedness of the human family. We repent of its sins, divisions, and violence. We pray now for the people of St. Anne's Anglican Church in Toronto as they deal with the aftermath of their fire. By the power of your Holy Spirit, restore your image within us through Christ who came to remake us by his death and resurrection. God of life,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have filled the world with beauty. Open our eyes to behold your gracious hand in all your works, that, rejoicing in your whole creation, we may learn to serve you with gladness for the sake of him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways
to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace with one another. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have made our Savior Jesus Christ the head of all creation. Receive all that we offer you this day and renew us in his risen life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe. You are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command all things came to be, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will they were created and have their being.
Glory to you forever and ever.
From the primal elements you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the stewards of creation.
Glory to you forever and ever.
But we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again you call us to return. Through the prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, born of a woman, to be our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace.
Glory to you forever and ever.
Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 Lord God of
Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending Jesus the Christ, whom on this night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his friends and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine, He gave you thanks and said, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me.
Glory to you.
Gracious God, we recall the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. We proclaim his resurrection and ascension, and we look with expectation for his coming as Lord of all the nations. We who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring you these gifts. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon the offerings of your church, that we who eat and drink at this holy table may share in the divine life of Christ our Lord.
Glory to you.
Out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised through Christ and with Christ and in Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Creator of all.
Glory to you forever and ever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst.
Taste and see the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
This is the body of Christ, broken that we may be whole. This cup has promised by God, true to his word, cradles the Lord. Good for the good of the soul. This is the body of Christ, broken that we may be whole. This cup as promised by God, true to his word, cradles unborn. Food for the good of the soul.
Faithful. surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me.
Let us pray. Almighty God, guide and protect your people who share in this sacred mysteries, and keep us always in your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Shine. child of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
That was a little hot, so I got rid of the robes right away. Before we head off for the picnic, let's say grace. So let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the food that comes from your creation and human hands have prepared. May sharing it together, we grow closer to one another and closer to you. And keep us always mindful of the needs of others. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
And with that, our service of worship has come to its close. But our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Me to that land.
Thank you.